Now I'm delighted to be joined here at Michael Fair Memorial Park by the Donegal manager, Mickey McCann. And Mickey, it's great for Donegal to be in the National Alliance Hurling League Division 3A final. Good victory and thoroughly deserved against Longford today, winning by 6 points in the end.
Yes, I suppose that was our aim at the start, was to get up in the promotion playoff spot. And I suppose first day out, Armagh beat us, it's put us off our tracks a bit. And we knew we had no room for error after that, and we needed four victories. And look, fair play to the boys, we knuckled down after that, and we've 8 points on the board now, and we're through to the final, and you can ask for no more, you know. And good performance there in the second half of the day again.
It's proven to be a very tight Division 3 campaign. You had Longford, Donegal, Tyrone and Armagh, who were league leaders going in today, all in with a shout of getting to the final. And even Louth have been unlucky, despite losing all the games before today. They're all narrow defeats.
Yeah, I suppose we were very lucky to get out of Louth ourselves, you know, and the conditions and the elements has been really poor this last 2 or 3 weeks. It makes it a level playing field when most teams, you know, we may be favourites, but when you come down to them conditions, it levels things up a bit. And even the first half of the day, and a wee bit of a hull in that pitch, you know, it's a brave advantage. Longford took a lot of scores from 80 or 90 yards out, which is hard to stop. But they go on 1 or 2 down at half time, we were happy enough. We knew if we settled down and got the scoreboard taken over, that way we'd come out the right side of the result in the second half.
Now, Longford had a couple of goal chances, but he had several goal chances yourself, and Aina Daly pulled off some great saves on the Longford goal.
Yeah, I suppose the goalkeeper was very good, and I think we could have won 1-2 in the first 3 minutes and only got a point out of it, you know. And the keeper had a great save on a 1-on-1 from Jared Gilmore.
Yes,
you know, so credit to him, it's a good save, but we need to really be taking, getting more goals, maybe, you know. We had no goal today again. We need to start hitting the net a wee bit more.
Yeah, because you opened up Longford in that second half with some fine diagonal crossfield balls from left to right that created several goal chances, and as you said, failed to take any of them.
Yes, failed to take any of them. And I suppose maybe wee touches and the final decision making, you know, is just causing us to slip up a wee bit in front of the net and gives the defender a wee bit of time to get in around you. But something we've been working on, and it hasn't clicked yet. But look, next week is the time we want it to click. It's no good getting 3 or 4 goals a day and going out next week and not getting any. So look, something to work on for us, and we'll be getting our house in order for next week. I think it's our mass, so we owe them one from the first day out. So big day out for us next week, and hopefully we can get back into 2B, you know.